I was not so much a nomad when I was in Thailand. For about a year and a half, the total time I've spent in Thailand would be a year and a half, out of which, sorry, total time in Thailand, yeah, about a year and a half. So out of which, most of my time was in Chiang Mai and living there, having a long-term rental place, and having a pretty similar schedule every day. So I didn't really feel like a nomad when I was living in Chiang Mai in my apartment. With that being said, maybe I could only comment on when I first came to Thailand and how I felt, and maybe in other places that I've been to. So the best things, I think it really depends on where you go. So the best things could be in one place could be the worst things in another place. Like in Chiang Mai, the infrastructure is really good with the workspaces, Wi-Fi, and all that jazz. It's really good. But when I was in Koh Phangan, it was really difficult to find a comfortable place to work. It's an island. There's a lot of either drunk tourists or hippies, and it's much more expensive than Thailand. So it really depends on where I go. Whereas Bangkok, I only spend no more than 1 week there in total. I would say it feels like many other large cities. You can get what you want. So yeah, that's pretty much the challenges. Any other challenges? I would say language could be a challenge if you're in a smaller, not so touristy place. Even in Chiang Mai, occasionally could be a challenge, but Chiang Mai in the past 5, 10 years has been quite acclimated to all the influx of the tourists and expats, so it's not a huge problem. I wouldn't even say that I had any problems in Chiang Mai unless I was trying to buy specific things or communicate on specific things. Other everyday stuff, it's totally cool and the community is great. So yeah, the other thing about the benefits, the best things of Chiang Mai would be the community, which was really great when I first moved to Chiang Mai. Later on, I detached myself from the digital nomad community and got more into the yoga community. So I can't really say much about the DN community now in Chiang Mai, how it feels. But back in 2016, it was quite wonderful. 2016 winters when I first went to Chiang Mai. And there is also a really big artistic community there in Chiang Mai, and still there is. I've also been a little bit detached from that, so I don't know how it's changed. So those are wonderful. The best things, yeah, the infrastructure, the climate, the people there, the local culture is extremely gentle. And the mountains nearby, the cost of living, and the community's inspirations. And southern part of Koh Phangan, I've only been there for 3 weeks. Infrastructure was challenging, price was challenging, finding a place to work with nice Wi-Fi was challenging, and the community was also challenging. So I think it's a very personal opinion. That's it. I hope this helps.